This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Basil the Great. To be known in history as great is an honor given only to a few, who usually display their ability in political or military fields, as did Alexander the Great. But church history also recalls saintly and holy men who bear the title great. One of these is Saint Basil the Great and Father of the Church. Basil was one of a family of 10 which lived in Cappadocia in the year 329. His grandparents had lost their property when they fled the persecutions of Diocletian, but his parents reclaimed their wealth and provided Basil with an excellent education in Athens. Another student, Gregory of Nazianzen, shared his same interests in religion and education, and together they led each other to greater holiness and academic success. When Basil returned home, his goals of personal holiness were set aside for the honors and public attention he received as a teacher of rhetoric. In fact, he became quite obnoxious until one of his sisters decided he needed to receive a piece of her mind. One of his letters describes the results.
I had wasted nearly all my youth, occupying myself in acquiring a knowledge made foolish by God. I prayed that guidance be given me for my introduction to the doctrines of religion, while being careful to amend my ways. Then I wept over my wretched life.
Basil set aside the writings of the popular scholars and decided to travel to surrounding monasteries to learn the wisdom practiced by the desert monks. After 2 years, he returned to his hometown, where he lived in a secluded spot, and outlined rules for daily prayer, mortification, charity, scripture reading, and study of the early church fathers, so-called because they were in total agreement with what Christ had taught the apostles. For 5 years, Basil welcomed all who came to learn more of his rule of life, which became so popular it was adopted by many, and became the basis of future monastery life in the East. But word of this holy man soon spread to the Bishop of Caesarea, who sent for him in 362 and ordained him to the priesthood. His friend, Gregory of Nazianzen, recorded that very soon thereafter the bishop became jealous of his very learned and holy priest. But Basil tactfully did his work in the bishop's name, and finally there was reconciliation. Upon the death of the bishop, and in spite of strong opposition, Basil was selected as the next bishop and archbishop in 370. Many of those who opposed him held the heretical belief of a popular teacher of the time named Arius. Even the emperor, his wife, and court actively promoted this heresy by appointing bishops and political friends who were Arian sympathizers, and even killed those who opposed him. The emperor soon sent his praetorian prefect, named Bodestus, to visit Basil and encourage him to submit. Their interview was recorded by Gregory of Nazianzen. "What is the meaning of this, Basil, that you stand out against so great a prince and are self-willed when others yield?"
"What do you want of me, and what is my extravagance? I have not yet learned it."
"You're not worshiping after the emperor's manner, when the rest of your party has given way."
"I have a sovereign whose will is otherwise, nor can I bring myself to worship any creature. I am a creature of God, and commanded to be good like God."
"For whom do you take me?"
"For a thing of naught, while such are your commands."
No one has ever spoken before me with such freedom."
"Perhaps you have never met a bishop, for else under similar circumstances you would have heard identical language."
After this interview, both Modestus and the emperor left Basil alone. The emperor was a weak man who was perhaps afraid or unwilling to confront Basil, especially when it was said that while he attempted to sign an order to banish the bishop, the pens he used split open 3 times. At that period, social conditions were unstable. There was a great gap between the rich and the poor. Invading barbarians often burned and looted towns, and death from famine and disease was always present. During one particularly severe drought, Basil organized relief and a soup kitchen in which he often helped. Basil was always encouraging acts of charity. He said,
"To be rich is not a fixed state, it is a state of mind. You are poor, but there is always someone poorer than you. You have 10 days to live, here is someone who has but 2. You have been made a custodian of material things. They are not yours to be kept. They must be shared with others, because what you do not actually use is common property."
To him, charity was not alms. His first goal was to reestablish each person with his dignity. He expected loyalty from his priests and set standards for new seminarians. He was firm but gentle with the laity. He encouraged his people to receive daily communion at a time when daily reception was uncommon. He introduced singing the psalms in church before sunrise and organized a hospital for the poor outside of Caesarea, which was so extensive that it was described as almost a city within itself. The death of Bishop Athanasius of Alexandria left Basil as the strongest voice of orthodoxy in the East, but his work was sometimes misunderstood, poorly received, misrepresented, and at times he was accused of ambition and heresy. His appeals for aid from Western bishops and even the Pope in Rome met with little response. In discouragement, he wrote,
"For my sins, I seem to be unsuccessful in everything."
But relief came in 378 when the emperor died in battle and his successor renounced the errors of the Arian heresy. The following year, Basil died at the age of 49, exhausted from his work. 72 years later, the Council of Chalcedon described him as the great Basil, the minister of grace who has exposed the truth to the whole earth. His friend, Gregory of Nazianzen, said, "His life was the incessant movement which carried him continually toward God." Our lives, too, must be a constant movement toward God, both in our private efforts to love Him more and in our dealings with others. If you would like to spread these messages about saints among your friends, please write a note to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. You will receive by mail several flyers you may distribute. The address again is Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling. And please call again.